folks, this segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time. I want to tell you about a one-stop shop for everything related to game feeders and fish feeders, Ultramatic feeders. I've been using components and feeders from Ultramatic feeders for 20-something years, I guess. They have the remote, which you can remotely activate your feeder with, the timer, which is the most simple timer that I've ever found on a game feeder. And then the eliminator, check these out. They are worked on actually on centrifugal force, and they seal off the corn supply so coons and squirrels can't get to the corn. Check them out. Ultramatic feeders, you could go online to ultramaticfeeders.com. Well, folks, we have been all the way down to Sonora, down in Mexico, talking about some mule deer hunting down there with Mr. Wade, and that was, I think that was last week. Let's go up to Northwoods, up in Maine. I've only been there one time, but a lot of you I know the gentleman that we're going to visit with, Mr. Randy Flannery. Now, Randy is a outdoor writer, guide. He has an operation up there in the Northwoods of Maine. A famous deer tracker. So I think I could learn a thing or two, and maybe you can too. Randy, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, Luke, it's my pleasure, my friend, and it's always good to visit with you.
Yes, sir. You've guided in Texas too, haven't you?
I have, and my wife and I dearly love Texas.
Hey, I know you do. What areas? Different areas or just one section down here did you guide?
No, I've guided in quite a lot of areas. Childress,
yeah,
O'Brien, Throckmorton, Guthrie, Benjamin, up in that country,
yeah.
Knox City up that way, and also down in Coleman County, the Coleman Ranch, and places like that, and just dearly, down in between Abilene, La Paz, San Angelo, down in that country, and. Just dearly love Texas.
It's a great place. We a lot of folks listening to us now down in that neck of the woods on radio. And then after all of our great radio stations run our show, we're a podcast. So even the people up in Northwoods on our podcast can listen to you. So tracking deer. Now the only kind of deer tracking that I know about is basically following a blood trail. Now, up in Colorado, we were out of that country on these archery elk hunts every year. By one year, there was a light dusting of sleet and snow. We're out of there by the third week in September. That I did that for about 6 or 7 years, a buddy and I outfitted up there. So my tracking has been mostly blood trailing. And the older I get, my eyes are not nearly as keen, as they used to be. And I bet you, tell us about how you track these deer. That's something that you are famous for, Randy. And I guess you've probably done it all your life.
I have, and I was fortunate enough to be brought up into a family of jump shooters.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the old timers called trackers and stalkers, jump shooters, because mm-hmm. we pretty much track them until we jump them up and shoot them, or we stalk through the woods and jump them up and shoot them. So that's why it's fast shooting, iron sights. But when you're tracking wounded animals, we call it exactly what you do. That's blood trailing. That ain't tracking to us.
Okay.
But up here, the woods are so big. They seem to go on forever. Just to give you a good example, I live in Washington County, Maine, which is bigger than the state of New Hampshire, and there's only 33,000 residents. It's just big, big country. And so what we do is, because the range of the whitetail is so big up here, we track. You can sit in a long time waiting for a deer to come to you in this country.
I bet.
So we go after them. My grandfather always said there are two ways and two ways only to consistently kill big bucks in the wilderness. You either have got to go after them or you've got to draw them to you. Either way, you got to go to the deer.
I got you. Well, would you like walk logging roads or drive logging roads. And I get a snow. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, Randy. Snow is probably going to be on the ground most of the time. Is that right?
Well, that's the best conditions. You know, when people would ask my grandfather, you know, how do you keep killing these big bucks? You know, he would say, when the ground is soft from sun, rain, or snow, track, because you can see a track.
Yes.
If not, then cross cut the wind and stalk. So that's pretty much how we do it. When we're looking for a track, we're up and we start before first light. We're riding the roads, the dirt logging roads that go on forever. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for a buck track to cross. You know, a good tracker should be able to tell you the difference between a buck track and a doe track in the snow or in the gravel when they're driving 10 miles an hour in their truck. And it has nothing to do with dew claws. That's an old wives tale.
Yeah, I've heard that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yes, sir. So we're looking for a good buck track. And, you know, also a good tracker should be able to tell you within the first half mile on the track, if that buck has been up chasing does all night and he wants to lay down, and he's got a good chance of killing them, or he's going from one doe group to another and he's probably never going to catch up to him.
I got you.
A good tracker should also be able to tell you within the first half mile on the track, within 20 to 30 pounds of what that deer weighs and what kind of headgear it has, just by following the track. Following the track is like reading a book. If you know what you're looking for, the buck is literally telling you what it's going to do.
That's a skill, Randy, that I would love to be with you or someone, one of your guides, or see a good tracker at work. And that doesn't necessarily mean following a good tracker that you'd have to kill a buck, because I know every track you get on, or I would assume, you know, some of them you're not, like you say, it may be a buck up looking, and he may be traveling a couple of 3 miles, maybe going up. Yeah. Okay. Now, so the dew claws have nothing to do with it. And that I just am of the stage down here in Texas hunting all my life. Can you tell the difference in a buck and a doe track? I can't. No, I can tell a big track, but a big doe makes a big track too sometimes. Right. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, we have some big does up here, you know,
that's, you know, okay. I've got it. Our next caller is calling in on us. Folks, this is our live radio. This happens occasionally, and we don't miss a stride, Randy. They'll hang up in a minute. We're going to get to them, but they're ready to record with us. So bottom line is, now the size is not necessarily what you're looking for, right?
Well, we are looking for a big track, but,
yeah,
but keep in mind when you're looking for a track, telling the difference between a buck and a doe track is pretty simple. God made does narrower in the front and wider in the back for giving birth. And God made bucks wider in the front and narrower in the back to carry that big neck, that big chest, them big shoulders, that big rack of horns.
Uh-huh.
So it, because a doe is narrower in the front, Luke, a doe track is one track behind the other, almost like in a straight line.
Okay.
A buck track is staggered because he's wider in the front. His chest is wider. So a buck track is staggered. So if you see a track, no matter how big the hoof is, if you see a track that's basically in a straight line, that's a doe.
Okay.
If you see a staggered track, that's a buck track.
Okay. Now I'm learning something here. So by staggered, the back they're tracking different alignments. In other words, the wider ones on the buck, the wider ones in the front.
Yeah.
Because he's beefed up in the front.
And not only that, the tracks themselves are not in a straight line. They're spaced apart because their chest is wide and they have that stagger in the front.
Okay.
And the heavier the buck, the more he'll toe out with his front feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's the heavier the buck, there'll be more of a splay to his front hoof. just different indicators on buck and the doe track.
Well, say you get on a track, say there's snow on the ground. I would think that would be make things easier, but let's just say
absolutely.
Yeah, it's got to. Okay, so you're on a track. You know it's a fresh track, and you've got to be, I guess, pretty quiet, pretty stealthily moving along, looking way ahead. Is that right? Or
Well, knowing when to go fast and when to go slow is paramount with tracking.
Yep.
So what I'll do if I'm early on the track, like if it's early in the morning and I'm on the track and I age the track, and how you age the track before I get on the track, I'll age it. I'll kneel down with the track right in front of me, and I'll ball my fists up, and I'll stick them in the snow and pull them out real quick on both sides of the track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I will compare the marks I just made with my fists, because the deer's hoof puts off heat just like my fists.
Yeah.
And if his track is icy on the bottom or crusty around the edges, then I know that track is older than 4 hours. If his track is very similar to the marks that I just made with my fists, I know that track is less than 3-4 hours old, and then I'll decide to get on it, and I'm going to try to catch up to him.
I'm with you. Well, I'll tell you what we need to do, Randy, and our friends listening. Let's take a quick break, and let's come back. I've got a ton of questions. Actually, I could probably fill 3 or 4 hours of your different shows, Randy, quizzing you about tracking deer. But let's take a break. We'll come right back, friends, and we're going to talk to Randy and learn another thing or two about tracking. How about that? Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess. Smokin' Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smokin' Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokintex.com. That's SMOKINTEX.com. For seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com.